We're 30 minutes early, but it's really 90 minutes early for Paul.
90 minutes early. Why is that?
Because you're an hour behind.
I can't do math at this point. Jesus.
Oh, did he just freeze? This is beautiful. I hope he hits.
Oh, it froze, but it's back.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, you know. Like, time zones haven't caught up by the packet latency. Spinning Earth, sunrise,
sunset. The internet goes to sleep in Mexico overnight, Brad. You have to kind of kick it a little to get it moving.
Well, get it moving this morning. It is, Paul Thurrott, 5 freedom units outside.
Yeah.
Which is, that's kind of brutal.
Not a lot. You'll be happy to know the temperature has unwaveringly been in the 70s every day here. I'll just leave it at that. Yeah.
Anyways, so Microsoft made a few dollars.
Yeah.
$51.7 billion in revenue, $18.8 billion in net income, and pretty much everything grew.
Except, well, no, that's not true. I assume, I don't know. The one thing I haven't paid attention to yet is the post-earnings conference call, which usually reveals new details. I saw there was a new Teams number, for example.
Yeah, bunch of new Teams users. One of the more interesting things was, now, I'll be curious when you listen to this, because I listened to, I think, most of it, and unless I missed something. So, Paul, you may remember that Microsoft announced that they're going to spend about $70 billion. You may have remembered this.
Yes.
I don't believe it came up on the analyst call. I don't believe any of the analysts asks. I think they were more concerned about Azure growth than anything else. And that was it.
That is beautiful. Azure growth. I think Azure growth, off the top of my head, was like 46% somewhere in there.
It's lower than whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. It's lower than the 70s it was 2 years ago. So everyone's like, oh my God. Guys, you know, Azure's like almost 20 years old now, right? Yeah. 15 years, somewhere in there. I mean, give it a rest. I'm sure that's what you're referring. I'm sure that's what they were questioning. You know, do you have any concerns? You're only growing at 40%, 46% year over year. Listen, all over this earnings statement, you know, Microsoft, I always complain about this, certainly, cherry picks the data they provide, right? We know this. But you know what I see everywhere, with one notable exception? Double digit growth.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Their major business units grew 26%, 15%, 19% respectively. Azure, like I said, 46%. Server and cloud services revenue up 29%. Enterprise mobility install base, 28%. Windows, 25% from PC makers. Xbox content and services, 10%. Office commercial, 14%. Office consumer, 15%. Microsoft 365 consumer subscriber base, 19%. The only one that's a single digit, Brad, Surface.
I was trying to look it up because we talked about at the end of the yesterday, was it going to be over 2 billion? So they don't actually, at least not in the slides that I'm looking at right now, explicitly say 2 point whatever. But it was an 8% growth, which should
so
be.
So it has to have been over.
It's year over year. So it was 8% over last year.
There you go. So whatever. So 2.16, whatever that is.
A lot of dollars.
No, that's good. But here's the fascinating thing about Surface to me, right? I think we care most about this part of the company, more personal computing, right? Xbox, Surface, Windows. I mean, Office is interesting too, and that's whatever. But you know, Surface. So Surface had in the fall a major product update, right? They updated all of their major products except for one. And that one was Surface Laptop. So which product sold best in the quarter, according to Microsoft? We never really know. We don't get numbers.
Yeah.
Surface Laptop.
Yeah, they didn't call out the Laptop Studio. They didn't call
out... No, they called out Laptop. The only major product they have that they did not update. That's fascinating.
Are you telling me, Paul Thurrott, that the consumers have spoken and that all they really want is just the laptop?
You saw me drinking. You have to be careful. So
I was going for the jugular on that one.
The funny thing about this, funny, I don't know, funny, but interesting maybe, is, you know, when Microsoft finally came out with the laptop, And oh, how we had humor about that, right? You know, X number of years into the Surface era, we, you know, they've created this innovative new computer type. It's called, wait for it, a laptop. You know, my kind of take on this was they needed the laptop. They need the MacBook Air. They need that mainstream consumer product that will outsell everything else combined and be, you know, fairly within confines of the product line, fairly easy and inexpensive to make. And this will become the bread and butter product, and then they can kind of innovate elsewhere. But, you know, the weird thing is Surface Laptop has never sold particularly well. We don't have a lot of data from Microsoft or elsewhere, but, you know, AdDuplex, they do it less and less these days. But when they were doing their roundup of what Surface devices were out in the world, laptop was always near the bottom. It was above things like Surface Book, but it was not the big seller. The big seller was always the tablets, the Pro line. And then the Go line. And it, I that never made sense to me. I think Surface Laptop is a beautiful product. It's you know, 13 and 15 inch versions. It's a laptop. I get that. But I mean, I just think it's beautiful. I don't understand why it's never done better. So I don't know. I guess I'm glad. I don't know if I'm glad to see it, whatever. But it's weird to me this was never called out before.
Yep.
They've made some missteps, right? We know that. You know, the AMD processors have always been a gen behind, you know, yada, yada, yada. But I guess I'm glad. I guess I'll just say I'm glad about it. It's what I've always expected and what I think the product deserves, if that makes sense.
Yep. Other notable things. Was it during the earnings call? I can't even remember at this point. But they came out and said that Halo Infinite had 20 million players played the title, and also that Forza Horizon 5 had 18 million. So
yeah, okay, interesting. So that's some actual hard numbers there. Here's what's fascinating about that to me. I wrote the, you know, someone, the Halo account tweeted that Halo Infinite was the biggest launch in Halo history, and my reply to that is like, well, of course. I mean, you made it available for free, for one thing.
Yep.
And it's not available on a single Xbox console anymore. It's available basically anywhere, right? So, you know, the availability is dramatically better, so that makes sense. But Forza, which does not benefit from those two things, a little bit, I guess, from cross-platform, but is right up there. You know, Forza is a force of nature. It's kind of interesting. You would assume after all these years and after, you know, two pretty lackluster sequels, frankly, the last two Halos, Halo Infinite was, and then, you know, they delayed it and to make it, make sure it was right where it needed to be. You would think that this is going to do well, you know, but for Forza to be that close to it, I mean, Forza, I think would have, I wonder if that was part of the free thing. Like it might be embarrassing. Like Forza is great. Like everyone loves Forza, we get it, but you kind of need Halo to, Halo is the, you know, it's the tentpole there, right? You need that one to dominate. I wonder if the free multiplayer wasn't part of a gamble to make these things a little more even, you know?
Yeah, potentially. And they're also doing the you know, really heavy on the microtransactions on that multiplayer side. And so.
Great. Yeah. No, I love that. Because, you know, that's how they get you.
Every time. Every time. Anyways, just a blockbuster quarter for Microsoft. I mean, that $51.7 billion, that's huge for them. Huge for anybody, I mean, let's be honest.
No, I know. And the look, I'm not a financial analyst. You know, I have to keep qualifying everything I say about money. But following Microsoft for all these years, the one thing I remember is during the Ballmer years, the stock price sat stuck at $30, basically. And I don't mean for like a month. I mean for like 10 years. Right. So now Microsoft is the second most valuable company in the world. The other notable thing about Microsoft is for some period of time, this I don't remember exactly, but in recent, fairly recent years, Microsoft would make roughly $30 billion a quarter, 30 to 35. Each of the business units would make roughly $11 billion. We are in a place now where it's just $52 billion in revenues, right? Business units that delivered 18.3, 17.5, and 15.9 billion. You know, this is massive growth. And I, you know, we joked about this a little bit yesterday, but, you know, thank God for the pandemic, I guess, because this skyrocketing just continues. It's crazy.
It is. And the craziness will continue because, well, Apple's earnings are Thursday.
And then Amazon probably right after that.
I think so. I could probably find that out with the power of the the interwebs, or not.
Google's got to be in there somewhere, Alphabet, right? So,
I typed in, and this is on Bing, which was my first mistake. I typed in Apple earnings date, and it has this giant, like, Thursday, January 27th, 2022. So I changed Apple to Amazon. Amazon. Doesn't do it. Oh, did it now.
Okay.
Didn't do it before. Either way, February 3rd. So that would be next
February 3rd. Okay.
I wonder when Google is.
Google's got to be right in there. Alphabet is the thing you got to search for. But
February 1st.
February 1st. There you go. Topsy-turvy fun time.
There you go. Little dollar dues to start your, I was going to say Tuesday. It's not really Tuesday. Tuesday is Wednesday.
Oh, man.